Okay, you said that under certain circumstances, in order to use a knife, this only applies to knives. And it only applies to the following situations. Right? From this halach of ne'itza is you stick the knife in the ground that's not too hard or too soft, 10 different places, and that has two purposes. According to most people, it just is abrasive and takes off the fat that may have stayed on the knife. And according to others, it takes out some of the taste that was absorbed into the outer layers of the knife. It obviously doesn't take out any taste from inside the knife, and that for that you need, if there's a taste to get inside the knife, then you need to be kosher, either with libum, if it was used directly with something treif, without any liquid, or if it was used after with liquid, then something, you need what's called hagala. But the ne'itza only helps where you don't need the thing to be kosher mamish. And we're going to go through different situations where ne'itza is needed, and it helps. Because of this halach of ne'itza, it became a misconception that if you bury a knife for 24 hours somewhere in your garden, it becomes kosher. Right? Or even a spoon or a fork or whatever that became treif, that's one of the way of koshering it, by burying it. So, you know, in Chutz Lars, a lot of people listen that. It's things buried all over their garden from things that they treif up. That there's no such thing. There's no such thing as burying something and becoming kosher. Right? And again, ne'itza, even this ne'itza only helps in certain cases. What are those cases? You want to cut bread, okay, for a dairy meal, and you only have a meat knife to use. The minig is to have either parva knives for bread knives, or to have a milchika bread knife and a fleshika bread knife. That's the minig, and that's what you should do in your house. But if for some reason you don't do that, you can't find your parva bread knife, and you don't have a milchika bread knife, and the only bread knife you have is fleshik. You want to cut bread for a milchika meal. So then, what's it called? You can do ne'itza before, and then with that knife, and then you can use it for cutting bread to eat with milchik, even though it's a fleshika knife. But it needs ne'itza. You can't just stop use it by itself. However, to cut mamish milchiks, to cut cheese with that knife, even after ne'itza, that you can't do. Cut something pariv to use with milchiks. You can't cut mamish milchiks with it. Okay. Next case of ne'itza. You used a dairy knife to cut cold meat. Okay. There we're afraid that the fat of the meat dried on the knife, and the only way to get it off is with ne'itza. So that's another case of ne'itza. It's a milchika knife, cut cold meat. Since there's pressure by the knife, it's not good enough just to wash it off like it would be if it was a spoon, and you need to do ne'itza. Next case, used a knife, milchika knife, to cut hard, meat, not soft meat, right? Or you use the fleshika knife to cut hard cheese. That also needs ne'itza. Again, the chatchila, you can't do that, even after the ne'itza. But it needs ne'itza. Next case. You used a dairy knife, or the opposite, to cut warm meat. Okay? Or a fleshika knife to cut warm cheese. Not melted, just warm. It's not yatzo lettuce bow. Normally we would say that since it's not yatzo lettuce bow, it doesn't make anything treif, just wash it off like a spoon or whatever. But since a knife has that pressure and the thing was warm, there you need ne'itza before you can use it again. Okay, so that's another case. It's something that's not yatzo lettuce bow, so it doesn't mamish make a treif, but it makes it enough that you need ne'itza. Okay, another case we mentioned was where you cut a worm while slicing a dover chorif. You stand cut a worm with a knife, so you just wash it off. But since you're cutting a dover chorif, right, at the time you were cutting a dover chorif, you found this worm. Usually there aren't worms in the dvarim charifim, but in any case, but it's an onion maybe, I guess. Then you have to kasher it with neitzah. Okay, those are the basic cases where neitzah is necessary. Now, neitzah again is, putting it in the ground in 10 different places, in a place where the ground is not too hard or too soft. Okay. So now Shaila is there anything else you can do with this to take the place of going out in your backyard and sticking it? First of all, they say that, let's say you live in New York City, so there's no ground around you usually, right? So you can stick it into, it's all cement. So then they say you can stick it in a flower pot. If it has earth that is semi-hard, right, you can use a flower pot for that. I don't know how you're going to get 10 different places in a flower pot, you know, 10 different flower pots. In any case, that does help. How about something else? So here there's a big machlokus. First of all, Rav Eliyashiv holds that we're not sure bichlal. He's not his chiddush, but he holds like that. That we don't know what's called hard earth and what's called soft earth. So the ne'itza itself may not be real ne'itza. He holds wherever you need ne'itza, right? After you do the ne'itza, you should pour boiling water over the blade of the knife. And that iri kli rishon. Okay, the boiling water, and you pour from the pot over the knife, and then for sure it's okay. In those cases that we said that it's talking about. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky holds that steel wool is as good as ne'itza. You can use steel wool to clean off the knife, it's much easier than ne'itza, and that's good enough. Rabbi Eliyashiv holds you could also use steel wool, but then you still have to pour the boiling water over the blade of the knife. Or if you don't want to pour boiling water, you can take the knife and put it over the flame and let it get hot, but that usually discolors the knife, so it shouldn't be.
It ruins the metal.
What?
It changes the tonnot of the metal. You won't be able to cut it.
Can't cut it?
No, you won't be able to make it too hard or too soft. It changes the tonnot of the metal.
I hear. Okay, whatever. So in any case, you could do that, though. But again, I don't advise it because it's going to either change the color of the knife or change the, like I said, the metal of the knife. Okay, in any case. You don't have to make it red hot, just make it hot. So that's if you use steel wool. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky holds you could use steel wool, and l'halacha, you can rely on that. And use steel wool. If you want to be machmer, then you can use the steel wool and pour boiling water. That's a chumra. Mikra Adin, you can be somech on Rabbi Yaakov and use a steel wool. What's better than steel wool is one of two other things. Sandpaper. You can use sandpaper because sandpaper is mamish earth. So it's like sticking in the earth in 10 places. Right? It's sandpaper, sand. So that's what's it called. That will help even without pouring the boiling water over. Or you can sharpen the knife with a flintstone. With a flintstone, and that also takes the place of neitzah. So that's better than neitzah.
Just the cutting edge of the knife.
The blade, no, the whole blade. In other words, not just the cutting edge, but let it go on the side of the knife too.
Problem of the earth being too hard?
Too hard that it doesn't take off the grease. It just, what's it called? It doesn't, in order to take off the grease, it has to absorb a little bit into the earth. If it just there, it just moves it from place to place and it stays on the knife. Okay, any other questions on the eats? So usually they don't do things like this that need the meats all together, usually either you have to kasher a knife or you don't have to do anything. But if you have to have meats, again, the steel wool is okay. Surely sandpaper is okay. A knife sharpener is okay. If you want to go out in your backyard, okay, that's also okay. If you want to be machmer after anything, even the meitzah, it's good to pour boiling water over the blade of the knife.